Do you have any crazy bar stories?
You know, there was like a lot of jokes that they used to tell me, like really inappropriate mm-hmm. jokes, and they still stick with me like to this day.
Really?
You want to hear one?
Yes, please.
Okay, what do you call a blonde upside down?
What do you call a blonde upside down?
What? A brunette with bad breath.
A brunette oh, with God. Bad breath. Okay, what is the wildest DM you've ever received?
One asking me to act like I was eating him, swallowing him, calling him a loser simp, and he wanted me to act like I was digesting him and then
pooping
him out.
Stop.
This is a dating story. We went on a couple dates. It was awesome. You know, we like kissed. Like one day I did stay over. Nothing happened. We just like made out. Well, the next morning I'm like, yeah, you know, like I do OF. I like, this is something I'm going to continue to do. I'm not planning on stopping it. And he was like, oh, it's okay. Like everyone has their flaws. And he was like, you know, I even have some of my own. And I was like, he's like, yeah, but you have to promise not to laugh. What is it? Like, I promise I won't laugh. And he's like, okay, well, I have had this habit since I was a kid. I pick and eat my boogers. And he's 30. And he was like, and I was like, my tongue was in your mouth.
Oh no.
And I was like, I didn't even want to laugh. I audibly gagged. I said,
real voices.
And I was like,
oh my God.
This is the Lexus Star Show.
This episode of the Lexus Star Show is presented by audience2asset.io, where you learn how to monetize your audience and build a real online business. Welcome back to another episode of the Lexus Star Show. If you guys haven't already, give this video a like, follow the page, and, you know, just follow along because we always have new guests, entertaining guests, and it's just a great time. So do that before we get into this. Today, we have a real life Barbie. So I'm super excited to get to know her, and she's got an awesome name, and we're going to talk about that. Please welcome Lil K. Big Mac.
Hello.
How are you, Big Mac?
I'm so good. Better now that good. I'm here.
So this is your first podcast. We're popping your cherry. Thank you so much for being here with us today. Before we get started, please let us know, where does this name come from? You're a little, it's a bit of a contradiction. Lil K, Big Mac.
Yeah. Okay, so the story is I used to be a bartender for a long time. Like, that's how I even, like, got introduced into, like, the world I'm in now. But I was called Lil K because, like, I feel like I was, like, skinnier, like, back then.
Not skinnier back then. You're very skinny, please. Okay.
All the guys would be like, oh, you're so, like, little cute, right? Like, Lil K. And then I had an Instagram handle. And it was my middle name. And I was like, I don't want people to know my middle name. So I was like, let's just do Lil K something since I go by that. Uh-huh. And then we were driving, me and my mom, and we're driving past McDonald's.
That's so funny.
And you know how the sign says, like, buy one, get one a dollar Big Macs. Uh-huh. And my mom was like, oh, look, the Macs are going to go get Big Macs. And I was like, that's genius, like low and big.
I love
and
it.
It's like the first three of my first name and the first three of my last.
That's awesome. Oh, and is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
And so that's cool. I made that my IG handle and then Big Mac stuck.
Yeah.
So like I was no longer called Lil K. I was just Big Mac.
So Big Mac. Mm-hmm. But you're Lil Mac. You're Lil Mac because you're not big.
When people hear my name before they meet me, they're like, I thought you were going to be big.
That's hilarious. So you were bartending before. How long were you doing that for?
I did that for like 4 years of my life. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I was a server and a bartender at a small bar in my hometown.
Okay. And where's your hometown?
Plant City, Florida.
Okay. So you were born
yeah.
in Florida.
Okay. Yeah. I'm born and raised here. I grew up on like a farm there.
Nice.
And yeah, it was a small bar called 1916. And like, honestly, I love it. Like yeah. that shaped me into who I am.
I used to work at my father's restaurant he had a restaurant, obviously. Mm-hmm. And I was bartending from like a really young age, like illegal. bartending, really. You know, just like,
you're gonna have to stop saying that on the show because the cops are gonna
No, it's too late now. No proof. There was like practically no cell phones back then, and my dad doesn't work anymore, so it's just for fun. So I was working, I'm not even joking, like 14, I was like the main bartender, but I always looked older, and you know, it just, it is what it is. And I do feel like working at such a young age really like helped me grow, and in my businesses now, just be a lot more, maybe not independent. I need you a lot, but I'm just saying, like, working, having a good work ethic has made me a good,
of course, yeah, like, yeah,
business.
It's, it's a solid foundation. That's the thing, you know.
I know. I feel like it helped me like communicate with people and like learn the opposite sex too. So I was like, this is great.
What do you mean about learning the opposite
like,
sex?
Like, you know, when you're a bartender, mainly who goes to your bar is like guys.
Yeah.
So then I was like, I taught me like how to talk to guys and just like socialize and stuff like that. And then
it's a very social job.
Yeah.
You know, you need to have thick skin to do that. You can't just be, you know, do you have any crazy bar stories?
Oh man, like off the top of the dome. Let's think. I can't really like specifically think of anything like right now.
But I'm sure you've gotten a bunch of guys hit on you while you're working.
A lot, you know, there was like a lot of jokes that they used to tell me, like really inappropriate jokes, and they still stick with me like to this day.
Do you really
want to hear one?
Yes, please.
Why do you even ask? Just say it.
Okay, what do you call a blonde upside down?
What do you call a blonde upside down?
What? A brunette with bad breath.
A brunette with bad breath. I don't get it.
Because she's like, right?
Oh, no, no, because if you flip her, like, pubes are brown.
And then, oh my God.
That's nasty.
Oh my God. Oh my. Yeah, I'm not great at getting jokes. I'm not going to lie. When sometimes people see jokes, I'm like,
I got a joke for you guys.
What?
What do you call bees that produce milk?
What do you
boobies?
Call? Oh my God. Who invited
Drew
him?
Like this guy? Do you like this one, huh? You little pervert. All right.
So we're good, we're good. Oh my God. That's funny. All right. So how long have you been doing content creation for?
Okay, so I started about 3 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I was in nursing school.
Ooh.
And yeah, I was living with two guys at the time. So actually, this is a really crazy story. Me and my boyfriend broke up, and
you moved in with two guys.
Well, yeah, I was.
I feel sorry.
Duh.
For
you. Duh. Don't you get it? That's what. Sorry.
Now he's gonna be jealous. No, but I actually just went to the beach alone one day. I was like, I need new friends in my life, and I met these guys.
That's
and
funny.
2 weeks later, I moved in with them.
That's wild.
And
that's wild.
And so I live with them for a long time. They're like my brothers.
No way.
And they were really tech savvy, and he was like, you know, if I was thinking about doing, you know, content like OF and stuff like that, and I was like, maybe I would like try it out and like just see how it goes. And he was like, yeah, we'll help you. Like, we'll create an app and all this stuff for it. Well, I started it. They both get girlfriends. They never followed through. So then I was just still doing it on my own,
but
I enjoyed it. Mm-hmm. So then I just kept doing it. And
so,
then
sorry, go on.
I ended up like dropping out of school, and then I just do this like full time.
Nice.
Yeah.
So they probably, did they ever try to hit on you, these guys, while you were living with them?
No, you know, I've been asked that. So everyone's like, did you guys hook up?
Yeah.
And I'm like, no, we actually never did. Like they really, they're still like my brothers to
really?
This day. Yeah.
That's cute.
They probably just wanted to see you naked. So they're like, let's get her to open OF. We're not going to hit on her, but let's see her naked.
I was like, okay,
let's do it.
Good idea.
But it's good when, I mean, because you started and you did have some help, that obviously helps you continue it, right? Even though they weren't there later on, at least you had a base, right? And
yeah.
And then you can build from that, because it's not easy. And a lot of girls, what happens is they're going to create an OF account and then they don't know what to do.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't know what to do like 6 years ago, five or however long it's been. And I just feel like now if we were to go back and do it again,
it would be so much easier. Right? So.
Yeah, for sure. But it's part of the game. You know, you got to start somewhere and then you learn your way through it and you build yourself up.
If you're enjoying this conversation, you've probably noticed that every guest who comes on this show has built something, whether it's a business, a brand, a community, a product. They didn't just build an audience. They turned it into something that creates real income. That's exactly why I created audiencetoasset.io. The Lexis Star Show is where you learn from successful entrepreneurs, creators, and business owners. And especially for me, audiencetoasset.io is where you learn how to apply those lessons to build your own online business. Most people spend years trying to grow an audience, but growing an audience isn't the goal. Building a business is. Inside audiencetoasset.io, I'll show you how to validate your ideas, create products people actually want, build offers that sell, and turn your audience into a business you actually own. Whether you're just getting started or already have an audience, you'll get a step-by-step roadmap to help you stop relying on algorithms and start building something that lasts. If you're serious about creating something bigger than just another social media account, visit audiencetoasset.io and start building today. And who knows? Maybe one day you'll be sitting in this chair sharing your own success story on the Lexis Star Show. Now, let's get back to the conversation.
Yeah. Like, I didn't realize how much work it truly was. Like, when I started, I thought, like, you know, I could do it on my own. And it really, like, takes, like, an army. Like, you really need, like, you know, friends and like, advice. Mm-hmm. And you need, like, a team to help with your socials and stuff like that.
I know. So, it's definitely not easy. Like, oh, you got to stay up with the trends. You know, you got to use the trending audio. You got to, you know, not be boring and always post the same thing over and over again. Yeah. Honestly, like, I prefer doing OF content than I like doing Instagram Reels content, because I'm like, okay, at least naked. Like, you know,
I feel like this does the work for me,
you know, but like now I'm there like trying to freaking dance and like, you know, make a fool out of myself. But
yeah,
it's a different thought process.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. So you got 42,000 people right now following you on IG. Mm-hmm. What number are you trying to hit?
So I honestly want to hit 100K by the end of the year. Mm-hmm. That's my goal right now, just for a following, because, you know, my last Instagram, it got banned and I haven't gotten it back. I'm like working on getting it back. So this account I've been building since August of last year. So now I've had it a year.
Yeah.
And I built it up and I didn't start consistently posting until like January time. Okay. And then I grew it up to what it is now. Mm-hmm. And I know I can get it up higher.
1,000%. Yeah. You just got to be consistent, consistent. Mm-hmm. And, you know, even like minimum one post a day, but that's minimum. Yeah. And I'm saying this and I didn't post yesterday. Okay. And I know so he's going to say something.
How do you say that in English? Cordonnier mal chaussé.
Cordonnier mal chaussé. Yeah. Isn't that a...
Anyways, basically like...
What are the people who make shoes? What are they called? What are they called?
Wait, let me ask
ChatGPT. The people who make shoes.
Let me ask ChatGPT.
My Barbie brain was like shoemaker.
He's basically saying one of those people who make shoes, but their shoelaces aren't tied properly.
No. So like you make shoes, you make beautiful shoes, expensive shoes, but you wear crappy, nasty shoes, basically. Okay. So the shoemaker's children go barefoot? What the fuck?
No, it doesn't make sense.
Just to say that she's like, you know, a big creator and she makes no content. So.
No, it's very time consuming. It's very, it's draining, you know, when you have to keep up, and there's just so many platforms right now and I'm literally on all of them, and it's just it becomes a lot. You know, at the end of the day you're just, and then you know what it is for me, mostly it's like I'm in my house and I gotta change 50 times so that it doesn't look like I'm taking the same reel over and over
different
again
locations.
Right, yeah, different locations and different outfits, and it's just it's not but we're I'm doing it. I'm at almost 290.
Yeah, we're going to start doing skits now.
Yeah.
Couple skits.
Yeah. You know what I like realized when I've like back before I got into like doing content, I always had a lot of fun just making content. Like even like, you know, OF content. Mm-hmm. Like, I would just do that on my own free time just for fun. Like,
yeah.
And when I started doing content, like, you know, for a job, I was like, now it's a job.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, wait, now it's a little bit less fun.
It's a little bit less fun, but it's good when you're getting paid.
Yeah.
Right. So, yeah. So I mean, you got to weigh the pros and the cons, right? Yeah. I get it. Sometimes I'm like, come on, this shit. And then I'm like, wait a second, mm-hmm. I'm getting money. So, you know. Okay. So what's up with the Barbie thing? How did that start?
So honestly, it just
blonde
started.
Hair, pretty face.
I had really longer, like blonder extensions at the beginning of the year. And because summertime came, I got a little more, you know, darker yeah. and like shorter. But I just have so much fun with it. Like mm-hmm. you just say like funny little things.
Yeah.
And, like, you know, boys think it's cute.
Yeah.
And like, I'll just be like Barbie shit.
Barbie shit.
I'll hashtag. Just, I'm like, I'm a bender Barbie now. I'm like,
it should be a good hashtag. Barbie shit.
Yeah.
I like
that's
it.
That's funny.
Okay. So what's the Barbiest thing about you?
Honestly, that I just really like pink.
Same.
And like, I just like, you know, being girly, mm-hmm. but I also like being just goofy and silly. Mm-hmm. So I feel like if you take it and you do like, you know, the little bender Barbie, it makes it cuter that you yeah. party.
Yeah. Like, yeah. What would you say is the least Barbie thing about you?
Probably that I party. Because I party hard.
Do you?
Yeah.
What happens when you party hard?
I don't sleep.
I feel like you're one of those.
I don't sleep.
Do you black out?
No, I don't.
Okay, good, good.
I'm not one of like the girls that blacks okay, out.
Yeah, same.
I know what's going on.
I know what's going on. Yeah.
I know what I'm here for.
What are you here for?
It's a good time.
Just Barbie things,
yeah.
Barbie stuff,
Barbie shit.
Barbie shit. Oh my god! All right. So you got a great body.
Thank you.
How do you stay fit? Do you work out? I see some gym content.
Yeah.
But is that just for the gram or like?
So I my little backstory on my like my transformation. I got really really thin at one point, and I had like. No butt. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, we can't have this. So, you know, I got cheated on by this guy. I moved to another state with, and then he cheats on me. And I was like, well.
And the girl had a big booty?
I don't know, but.
Okay, I thought maybe that's why you got inspired.
I didn't have a big enough one, apparently. So I was like, I'm going to go to the gym and I'm going to make him.
Regret.
Yeah, yeah. Because now I'm going to be really hot. And then, so I had a crazy glute transformation.
Okay.
And
I did see the picture. Yeah.
Yeah. And that's like kind of what I got more attention that way. Mm-hmm. And then I bought my own boob job when mm-hmm. I was 22. I paid $4,500 in Texas. It was a lot for me at the time.
Well, yeah. It was 9 years ago.
Yeah.
No, seven.
Yeah. Like, wait.
I feel like that's
math. Barbie brain.
Barbie thing.
Barbie shit. But do we talk about your age or no?
Oh yeah, that's fine.
Okay. So she's turning 29. Mm-hmm. So she got it at 22.
Okay.
So that was 7 years ago.
Yeah.
7 years
You're
ago.
You're so good at math.
I don't know how
like,
I failed.
You know the meme math. With like the calculations there? That's you.
Math.
Yeah. So I was working at a COVID clinic at the time, and I was making in a 2 week paycheck because, you know, people weren't working
yeah.
only $800.
Oh, man.
So I was like budgeting like crazy, and I was like saving as much as I could because I was like, I need tits. So because I was like so flat. And then I got them, and like, obviously, we broke up. I came home. I was like, I need to be proportionate now.
Mm-hmm.
Grew a booty in the gym. Nice. And I maintained that for about like 4 or 5 years.
Wow.
And then I kind of like fell off mm-hmm. of like being that consistent in the gym. And then now I'm back on my journey.
Yeah.
And I like started like, you know.
Okay.
But like,
but not to lose weight.
No, okay. Just to like you yeah. know, tone, and I want to like be healthier. And mm-hmm. you know, I am like 29, so I'm like,
I'm 34.
I'm like, I want to look
35 soon.
You know.
35 soon. Yeah, that's wild. Well, you look great. Keep it up. And
yeah, you do too. Oh, I'm like, when you told me you were 35, I was like,
I'm 34. I'm 34. I'm 35. It's November.
God. Barbie shit.
Barbie stuff.
Barbie shit.
It's my new thing now. Fuck it. I'm going to say
Barbie shit.
It's so fun to say. Like,
it is fun to say.
It's, yeah, Barbie. It's like clock it.
Barbie stuff.
Yeah.
Barbie shit. Okay, so now I know that I'm going to start saying this, and then eventually he's going to get annoyed.
I will. Then our kid's going to start saying it. Exactly. Never mind, I'm stopping it.
Barbie shit.
That's what you think, but it's just going to come out.
Yeah, it's just going to, that's the thing. Yeah, it's just eventually, just like clock it. I was never a clock it, and now I'm like clock it.
Yeah, right. I just, it's like a little cute clap. Yeah. Like anytime someone does something, I'm like,
clock it. Okay, so we see Big Mac on IG. We see that persona. But what would you say the real Big Mac is like?
Honestly, the real Big Mac comes from like just a small town girl. I mean, my family, like we lived on a farm growing up. I used to go hunting with my dog after school. I used to go mudding with my friends, or we'd have like cow patty fights where you pick up cow poop and throw it at each other.
Oh God.
I know, it's sick. But it was fun.
Yeah.
And I would go fishing and hunting with my dad all the time. I had a dog named Gator, and he was like a king at hunting. Like
no
he
way.
Would just like go off hunting on his own, and I'd hear him barking. I'm like, well, I can't let my buddy go by himself. Yeah. So then I'd go with him. And
what would he hunt?
Hogs.
Oh,
he was a hog hunter. He was a black mouth cur dog. They're really popular for hunting in Florida. He was mixed with red bone coon hound. Have you seen the movie Where the Red Fern Grows? Like the hound dogs.
No.
They're really amazing hunters. And I had him for 10 years. And that's basically my life. Like that's all
I
did.
That's awesome.
I would work in the shop with my dad, put up fences on the farm.
Nice.
I don't know about you, babe, but like this sounds like a perfect childhood to me.
Oh, 1,000%.
It was.
Because nowadays, you know, kids these days, it's just screens. They're lazy. They don't want to go out. They don't want to do anything. You know, us growing up, we are a little bit older than you, but you know, we would hang outside. You would go back home when it got dark. Mm-hmm. And you know, now like there's no way I can leave my kids just like roam free. Like I'm scared, you know?
Yeah. It's so funny that you say that, because my childhood, I wouldn't say that I was like sheltered, but I didn't have social media until the day I turned 18. I wasn't allowed to have a laptop to myself. My mom didn't even like me watching SpongeBob.
No.
Pretty Little Liars. I wasn't allowed to watch it because the girls kissed. Like,
oh, okay, yeah.
I was like.
But honestly, that's great in a sense. It's great because like the thing with nowadays is that, this is my opinion, that whatever we watch on TV, whatever we see on social media, it's like to infiltrate the little minds. You know what I mean? And we didn't have that back then. I mean, we didn't have phones. We would go out. I remember going to a club and like bringing my camera, you know, and I would go home and plug it in to see if the pictures are nice. Or, you know, now it's just like, as Candace Owen says, everything is fake and gay.
Yeah.
What are you talking about? Yeah. No.
Hey, it's Lexis Starr. If you've made it this far, I just wanted to take a moment to thank you for sticking around. If you are enjoying the show, I would love if you could subscribe. Now, why would I ask you this? The more subscribers we have, the easier it is for me to bring on fun, exciting, and entertaining guests on the show for you to enjoy. So let's keep the conversation going. Now let's get back to the show. No, but it's different times.
Yeah.
It's different times.
It really is. Like, I always knew I was going to be wild. I think my mom secretly kind of knew that too. So I think she tried to keep
to me. To mold you.
She's but that's funny that you say that though. You know, growing up, my dad always said your brain is like a sponge. Mm-hmm. And especially when you're young. Like
absolutely.
Everything you see, very you do true. Like soak in.
Yep.
Yeah.
And it impacts you so much. I still remember the first time I watched a scary movie. It was at my friend's house. It was the movie It.
Oh, no way.
And they were like eating little kids. And I thought that was like crazy.
Yeah, because you weren't used to seeing that.
Yeah, but I remember it vividly.
Yeah.
Because I was young.
Traumatized. No, but same. I watched with my cousins, we watched Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Mike Myers. And I think it was like Christmas or something. I don't know. It was some kind of holiday. All the cousins were downstairs and we just like binge watched maybe three of them. Mm-hmm. And then when parents were ready to go home, they're like, you got to come. And I'm like, why isn't my brother coming with me?
Yeah.
He's like, no, he's going to sleep here. And I'm like, I'm going to sleep by myself. like my parents obviously in the room. And I'm like, oh my. And that movie terrorize me. Even to this day, if I go to a Halloween store and I see that mask, like it does something to me. Like I can't. I remember I took my blanket and I put it in front of my parents' door and I just slept there. Well, whatever I could sleep because I was just so freaking scared.
Oh my Traumatized by it?
I got traumatized.
No, but by it. The movie
actually, it was the opposite effect for me. I was like, wow, I love this weird shit. This scary shit.
What
I was like,
frick?
Now I only like horror movies.
Really?
It's weird.
That's funny. I did have a scary movie phase where I enjoyed watching them, but like the older I get, like now I'm just like, no.
Yeah, now I just
shit.
Want peace.
I need to laugh. Like, you know, I can't go to bed and like put on a scary movie and then what if I gotta get up and pee, you know? Like, who's coming with me, you know?
Or like, you just hold it on.
Or if like, you know, you wash your hands and then you gotta look up at the mirror and you're like, you know?
You wash your face and you're you start thinking like he's mine. You're like,
or just like look away.
Yeah, but then if you don't look at the mirror, maybe somebody's behind
you. But that's what I'm saying. Yeah. That's why I don't want to look at the mirror, you know? Do your parents know what you do?
No.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
It's okay.
No, it's fine.
They might see this, just by the way.
Yeah, no.
I don't want to stress you.
They're not really big into like social media or anything like that. But no, I like to keep that side like separate just because like, you know, I have a whole life like that's a whole separate life apart from like what I have going on. And honestly, like they just don't even care about social media. Like they've never been into it. Like I think my mom, she watches like funny TikToks.
Yeah.
But yeah, my sister, like she's not big into social media. Okay. Like,
do you think anybody knows or suspects that you do?
They suspect.
Yeah.
Probably no.
Do you plan on telling them?
It's unspoken.
Yeah, you know, she doesn't have to.
No, you don't have to. I'm just saying. I'm just curious.
I'm thinking like, you know, once I'm, you know, a growing creator and like I'm thinking once I become like more established in my own like business, then it would be worth having the conversation.
Yeah.
But like right now, you know, what am I going to tell them? You know, I'm still on my own path to like becoming, you know, who the type of creator I want to be.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't want to like get them really involved. I don't want to stress
don't
my
stress
mom
them out.
And it's also going to stress you out, right? Because you never know the reaction. So,
yeah, I just love them. They're my mom's like the sweetest angel. I have this tattoo and it says loved by an angel and it's in her handwriting.
Aww.
And, you know, my dad, he's like the best. I have the best parents.
Oh, that's
like,
awesome.
Seriously, they've been together for like 30 years.
Wow.
I aspire to find that kind of love. Aww. Like my dad, like he still smacks my mom in the ass and that's calls her so sexy, funny. Like in the kitchen.
Damn.
Yeah.
I'm that's like, gonna be him in 20 years.
Yeah.
But that's a great thing to have. Like, yeah. You know.
Well, I hope you find it.
Yeah.
I hope you find it.
Me too, girl. I'm looking.
Okay. So I'm going to ask you some rapid fire questions. Okay. We're going to play two games today. Okay. So no, like not too much thinking. Just the first thing that pops into your head. Okay. I got quite a few for you actually. So what is your biggest green flag in a guy? No thinking.
Let me turn Barbie brain back on. Biggest green flag is if he's not like he's like masculine, like he's a leader, you know,
like an alpha guy.
Yeah.
Biggest red flag.
When he cares more about social media than like
reality.
Yeah.
Are you shy or secretly confident?
I'm pretty secretly confident.
I would say that too, from the vibe that I get from you. Like you seem a little bit shy, but clearly you're a little wild.
I just like to fill out the vibe.
Yeah.
Like I really do feel comfortable in my skin.
Yeah.
I love who I've like grown into.
That's amazing. So. That's awesome. That's the goal.
Yeah.
What's something people assume about you that's completely wrong?
Oh, that I'm like the biggest like they all just think that.
But that's what they think about everybody in this business. So
yeah.
But then they like they meet me and then they're like, oh my God, you're just like normal and funny.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well,
what did you expect?
I'm like, I have a personality. Not just
we're all human.
Not just boobs and you know. But that's I feel like that's something that when I ask that question,
it's for everybody.
It's very similar. Like we get a very similar answer.
We only do what we do together. Mm-hmm. And It's like there's a stigma. Yeah. It's a stigma. That's
or they yeah. think that like you don't have talents, or they think like, you know, you don't have any education. And I'm like,
do you have a secret talent? She does too.
Me? Well, I'm my double jointedness.
Yeah. I'm freaking really amazing at drawing.
Oh, really?
And I write poetry.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
There you go.
It's something I like do as an outlet.
Really?
Yeah. Okay, well,
next time you come, you gotta bring me a poem.
Yeah.
And we're gonna read it.
I think that they're really good. I've let some people read them over and they say the same thing.
Oh, so nice.
Yeah.
Okay, well, the next time we have you on the show, I want a poem dedicated to me.
Okay. Yes. I'll write it today.
Yeah. What?
At the party. At the party. Oh yeah, we'll make her. We'll stop the party. We'll make her.
Big Mac is gonna read a poem.
That'd be funny though.
You should dress up as a Big Mac for Halloween. Have you ever done that?
No.
That would be hilarious. A hamburger. Done. You know those like blow up costumes where you just see your face, and then that would be so funny.
Perfect.
Before we go, did you ever show your double jointed things?
I have
on
not.
Camera?
Can you show that?
Absolutely.
I'm really excited to see
it. I want to see it. That's what the podcast is for. Okay. Let's do it.
Excuse me.
Video editor, switch the sound for her.
Okay.
Actually, no, you're not.
Wait, I'm gonna speak. So I'm double jointed in my shoulders. Don't ask me how I figured this out. Okay.
Just don't hurt yourself, please.
I won't. Okay, here we go. Do I get up?
Yeah. Okay. Stay close to the table and look at the.
Which one here?
That one. Yeah.
This one?
No. The middle one. The black one. Yeah.
Yeah.
Go down a little bit. Yeah. There you go. It hurts me when I see her do that.
Wow.
Here, feel here. Wait.
Oh, God.
Wait, my shoulder pops like that.
Well, I don't.
Does that mean I can do
it? Try it out.
Try it.
Just break my heart.
No, don't. Not here.
We're going to have to sign an NDA before you do it.
Yeah, so I don't know how I found out that I could do that. But when I was in high school, they had a cop come and like
a what?
A cop come to class.
Okay.
A police officer.
Yeah.
What did I say? I said a cop.
Come.
I said cog.
They had no. A cop.
You hear
come.
What you want to hear.
Yeah, exactly. Perverts. So there was a cop who came, and then all my friends knew that I can do that, and they were like, "Put the handcuffs on her. Put the handcuffs on her, and let's see if she can like bring her arms to the front." And I did, and I was like, "Well,
they did that in school.
Yeah,
that's." Yeah, kinky.
Well, I mean,
I wish they did that at my school.
I was like 13.
The cop was like, yeah.
No.
Let's see if she can get out of this. She's like, joke's on you.
Then I just grabbed her, you know, the keys or something, you know. All right, back to our questions. Dominant or submissive?
I like being submissive.
I can see that.
I just, there's nothing like having a manly man, yeah, like, yeah. You know.
Take control.
Yeah.
Morning.
And we're the nasty ones? Jesus.
We are silent pervs. Women are silent pervs.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, but it's all, it is what it is. Morning person or night owl?
Night owl. I could stay up all night.
Really?
Like just cause.
Just cause?
Yeah.
Barbie stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Barbie sweet stuff. Or spicy?
More spicy.
Oh, yeah? I'm talking about food.
Oh. I'm talking about meat. No, I like sweet.
Okay.
Yeah, like cookies.
Honestly, I don't even know if it was about food. I saw the way she asked, I'm like, let's switch this up. Okay. Would you rather be rich or famous?
Rich.
Same.
Mm-hmm.
Texting or FaceTime? It's a tough one, right?
That is a tough one.
I like both.
Yeah, it depends on the person, I would say.
Yeah.
But a majority, I call.
Really?
Yeah, like I'll just call someone because I'm
good.
Like,
it's so rare to see people your age call.
Yeah,
everybody like, texts.
What are we still talking about over this text message that we can't just talk about really quick and get it over with?
Oh. I'm not a phone person. Every time my phone rings, I'm like, who the f*** is it now?
what do you want? Especially it's him.
I think the sweet spot is voice noting. That's what I do.
Yeah. Oh, that's my new thing.
Yeah. I hate texting. Yeah. I just voice note, but I'm done. Bye.
Me, it's when I leave the house and then you start calling me or texting me. I'm like, I was literally right there.
My roommate does to me, does that to me all the time. I'll just leave her and I'll I'm 10 minutes
different, gone.
Right? And she'll be like, hey, what are you doing? Yeah. I'm like, I was literally just with you and we live together. I'm like, I can tell you about this when I
come
see
back.
Yeah. Oh, no. I call her for stuff. Hey, I don't know. We got to do this for work. I don't call you to say, hey, how are you?
I know, but still, it's annoying. Yeah. I'm like, God.
Maybe I should do that. I'm going to call you when you leave. Hey, babe, what's up?
Well, and with text message, you can lose the personality or you don't always get what the person's saying, but with the voice
note. Feeling.
But that's why I voice note. I don't text unless I know the person is doing something where they can't listen.
Yeah.
You know, or it's a short answer. That's true. Okay. But normally my conversations are mostly voice notes on WhatsApp.
Yeah.
What is your most toxic trait?
That I'm
scared.
Just like to go out.
there's more to that. It's the second time she says it.
She likes to go out.
I don't like to be an inside girly. When they say housewife, I'm like, I mean the other housewife. I want to be having fun. I like to be on the go.
Mm-hmm.
So it's if I was to date someone, it would have to be someone who likes to do that too.
Yeah. So what about, do you want kids one day?
No.
Okay.
I don't want kids at all. I've never wanted kids.
Okay. That makes sense then.
I didn't even baby doll toys. I was that's too much responsibility.
Really?
You have to change a diaper. I'm no.
That is so funny.
Yeah.
Okay. What is the wildest DM you've ever received?
One asking me to act like I was eating him, swallowing him, calling him a loser simp, and he wanted me to act like I was digesting him and then
pooping
him out.
Stop.
This is I read it and I was like,
was that Drew?
I'm like, did I? Yep. No, I'm just kidding.
That is funny. Did you end up doing it?
Yeah, for
sure. No way.
Well, yeah, it's you know, you only live once. Yes.
YOLO.
I said the poop stuff, don't ask me. Don't ask me for
But what you told me in the car.
Oh my gosh. You guys are gonna love this. Okay, so this is a dating story. I'm not going to name because I'm actually still really good friends with him. He's awesome. But we were this makes me want to we went on a couple dates. It was awesome. You know, we kissed. And then one day I did stay over. Nothing happened. We just made out. Well, the next morning, we're chilling on his balcony. We're drinking our Starbucks and we're just talking about each other and how we like each other. He's like, I'm like, yeah, you know, I do OF. I this is something I'm going to continue to do. I'm not planning on stopping it. And he was like, oh, it's okay. Everyone has their flaws. Right. I was like, but anyways, he was like, everyone has their flaws. And he was like, you know, I even have some of my own. And I was like, oh, what? You can tell
boy.
Me anything.
I see where this is going.
Yeah.
He was like, he's like, yeah, but you have to promise not to laugh. And you guys, I laugh at literally everything. It's impossible not to. So I'm like, what is it? I promise I won't laugh. And he's like, okay, well, I have had this habit since I was a kid. I pick and eat my boogers. And he's 30. And he was like,
And he films it?
No, he doesn't know. Oh, no, that's next level.
I was like, what?
No, but he was like, yeah, I've been trying. You know, I can't break it. I'm working on it. And I was like, my tongue was in your mouth.
Oh, no.
And I was like, I looked at him and I was like, I didn't even want to laugh. I audibly gagged. I said, and I was like,
oh, my God.
And I looked at him and I was like,
this isn't gonna work out.
Yeah, so that's what I was like, yeah, this isn't every time I think about kissing you, I just
think of that.
I'm scared I'm gonna get a booger in my
mouth. Oh my
God. That's nasty.
That's gross. And I don't understand why he would even bother saying that. Just like keep it to yourself.
I'm like, you know, my mom says like it's not a secret if you tell someone.
Exactly.
And I'm like, just don't tell anyone that. Like, you know, Have you seen him do it?
Or does he hide and like?
I've never seen him do it, and I have hung out with him, like, because like we are good friends now. Man. Like we, you know, we talk on the phone. I know what's going on in his life, but yeah, that just even my stomach right now. I'm like,
oh man.
Like I eat my earwax, but I don't go around telling her. You know what I mean?
Babe, that is gross.
I'm gonna gag.
Fuck that. I think that's nasty.
Want to make out?
Keep it in your pants.
All right.
Your wife's right here.
I'm telling you, you want to make out.
Oh, okay.
Oh, boy. All right. Well, that's a very interesting story. Glad you're not kissing him anymore.
Yeah, no.
Okay. So we're going to play this game. This one's new. Okay. Keep him or keep it or kill. So keep or kill.
Okay.
So I'm going to say something and then you're going to say keep or kill. So a guy who's a 10 on 10, but he texts K.
Oh, kill.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. A guy who's amazing.
Wait, what about what K like?
Like okay. K. Like yeah, no, K. Just the K.
Why don't you guys like that?
Because it's just K. Like it's just.
Like
just
what am I going to do with
O.
that?
Add the O. Like you don't have time to.
What about the thumbs up emoji?
I don't like that either.
That's just so apparently that's like, low effort.
Yeah.
You know?
Just, I rather a heart emoji than a thumbs up.
Mm-hmm.
Unless we're really talking about something like if I'm.
But guys texting, don't really do hearts.
You like my comments sometimes?
Because you're my wife.
Oh. Okay, well.
But I don't know.
I haven't been in the dating game in so long.
If Big Mac texts me or whatever.
And they.
You know.
No, well, if she texts you.
And I go.
Let's say you're a single guy and she texts you and then she goes, see you tomorrow. And you put a heart.
I would put a water splash.
What a dummy. Okay. A guy who's amazing in bed, but terrible at texting.
Keep. I'll take a K.
A guy who's rich, but extremely jealous.
Ooh, kill.
Ex comes back and says he's changed.
Keep.
You're gonna keep him?
Yeah. No. She's like, I think my ex is back. I just called him the other night.
Oh, God.
I'm bored.
She's troubled. It's trouble.
Your boyfriend wants to read your DMs.
Keep. Get your feelings hurt.
She. I'm not gonna ask you that one. I feel like you're gonna say getting married after 6 months. Oh, I feel like you don't want to get married.
I don't want
to.
I'm not into it.
Nah, man. Not for me.
Nah.
Next.
If, you know, he comes along, maybe.
Letting your partner pick your next tattoo.
Keep.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I have just like random stuff. Like I have this little pot.
I see that. What's the story behind the pot?
Okay, everyone tells me I should tell people that I got it because I'm like, let me cook.
Oh, my God.
That's not why I got it. That's a way cooler reason. I got it in Vegas. I was dating this guy and he flew me and all my friends, PJ, to Vegas. And so we were having a blast. Like we had our own suite. I mean, it was awesome. He was so cool. And we're there and what are you going to say no to? You're in Vegas. Like anything goes, right?
Yeah.
Well, in my brain, it does. And we were on Old Vegas and all the guys got spoons on their fingers.
Okay.
And all the girls, it was like a group of 30. All the girls got pots right here and they did like this. And they were like, we're stirring the pot.
Oh my God. That is funny.
Finger tattoos wear off.
They fade, yeah.
So none of the guys have theirs and all the girls just have pots now.
That's actually hilarious.
So yeah.
That's funny. Well, it's a great story.
It's fun.
Okay. Your best friend's boyfriend is ridiculously hot. Keep or kill?
Kill.
Yeah, right? Okay, good. Mm. You're on the good side.
Yeah. I'm not.
We don't go there.
I'm like team girl.
You find out your new boyfriend has an OnlyFans, but he's making more money than you. Keep or kill?
Keep.
Keep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
Who was asking you?
I'd keep him.
Who was asking you? Your ex offers you 50K to get back together for 1 month.
Keep.
Yeah.
Well, no. Isn't that weird, though?
Why not?
Why would he pay you?
Babe, it's a game.
It's just not real.
I'm just fucking with you, babe.
He's going to get a beating when this is done.
Oh, yeah. I can't wait. Please do.
Oh, God.
Get a room.
It's okay. Been a long time, so I'm really due.
Okay, so now I'm going to tell you three statements about myself. Okay. You need to figure out which one is a lie, and then you're going to do the same thing for me. Okay. So my three statements, you need to figure out which one is a lie. Zip it. I've never broken a bone in my life. I'm terrified of elevators, and I've been arrested.
If you watch the show, you wouldn't know.
Yeah.
She hasn't seen it. No, I'm joking.
I know. I'm new.
No.
I'm just kid on the block.
The new kid on the block.
I'm going to say the lie is that you've never broken a bone.
No. I've never been arrested. I've been arrested? I have not been arrested.
Oh.
So that's okay. The lie.
I've been arrested.
Have you? Yeah. Do tell. For what?
Wait, I want to hear yours.
No. So the one that's a lie is that I've been arrested.
Oh,
so
okay,
I am petrified of elevators and I've never broken a bone in my life.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I didn't do the arrested one because I was like, well, I've been arrested. And like, I feel like, you know,
like, we looks like along. Somebody who would get it. So what did
my
you do?
Kind.
No, I'd be too scared. I'm too scared. I'm very claustrophobic, hence the elevators. So like if I were to be put in the back of a cop car, I would literally...
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Without being able to get out.
It's brutal.
So please tell me what happened. What did you do?
I was in high school and I was just being a bad kid. And I was 18 at the time and I was at the mall shoplifting with my friend. I had money, like I had to buy, but me and my friend were just being bad.
Yeah.
And we were like taking a lot of expensive makeup and... I was walking out of Dillard's. This is in Brandon.
I know which one. Yeah, there's one nearby.
I'm walking out. I feel somebody following me.
Ah,
I started speed walking. I'm like, I'm so caught right now. And he's like, come with me. And so I got a felony. I'm not a convicted felon or anything like that.
But you go to jail?
I went to jail for 2 days. My parents were like, not going to bail me out. I did first sentence in there. They let me out on what they call rapid release. And then, because I was in high school, I was literally in high school, it was a Tuesday, and I got out, like, I think, like, early Thursday morning or something like that, and they were like, you need to get back in high school, like, and so she was like, rapid release, and I, at court, I got my case dismissed, I did 9 months probation, and then...
Oh.
Now I'm free. I got it expunged and everything.
I'm going to check your purse before you leave here today.
Oh my.
God. One time a piece of silverware fell in my purse at the Cheesecake Factory. And I got home and I was like, Mom, I swear, like I didn't take the silverware on purpose.
I swear.
That's funny.
It just fell in my purse.
No, I remember one time I was probably like 13, 14. And then I was with these two bad girls and we were at Walmart, the Walmart next to my house where I lived. And these girls were shoplifting and like, I will not do anything that, you know, I can risk being in a situation that I don't want to be in. Excuse me. Hold on. Let me drink some water.
Me too.
And then, so the thing with Walmart, I think is, or maybe back then, because I'm talking literally 20 years ago. Mm-hmm. If you walk out and they haven't caught you, you're like free type thing, right? So then me and my friends are walking out.
Free.
And like, no, they can't do nothing. You know what I mean? Like once you've walked out, you've stepped foot outside the Walmart, they can't like chase you out of it or something. So we're walking. I didn't steal anything. I did not steal anything. And then as we're walking out, this one guy just comes out of nowhere, follow me, ladies. And I was like, and my mom was in the Walmart. And then they page my mom. And my mom, like, she doesn't speak very well English, especially 20 years ago. And she's trying to find me. And up there, I'm like, I didn't take anything, mommy. And then, like, cops come and they're like, we know you were peer pressured. And I'm like, I didn't take anything. And they're like, you look like the good one, you know?
Aww.
Them on the other hand. Because like, you know, they were had like the emo like makeup and whatever. And I'm just like, do-do-do-do-do, you know?
Yeah.
And that traumatized me. So I never stole on purpose.
Mm-hmm.
If something...
You stole my heart.
Yeah. No, but I'm saying
like, sometimes I didn't do that on purpose.
If
either.
Something like if I forget to scan something by accident, well, I'm not going back to tell you that.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. But yeah. Like I would never. Mm-hmm. Look at you. You got this Barbie persona, and then she don't sleep. She gets arrested. She likes to party.
I'm just a real golden girl. Over here. No, at least I don't want to get married because it's not giving life.
Okay, so before we let you go, what do you want out of this? Out of like, what should we expect? What should the viewers expect from you in the next little bit?
I really just want to come more into like my era of, you know, creating content that shows like more of my personality.
Mm-hmm.
And I really like, you know, talking with other people in the industry, like exactly what we're doing right now. Mm-hmm. Like this is something I truly enjoy.
Yeah.
Like we're in the same world. So moving forward, I really want to do more stuff very similar to mm-hmm. like this. And I want to, you know, have like, everybody wants like that freedom or comfortability yeah. of like not stressing a dollar.
Mm-hmm.
And like coming from like a small town and stuff, I was like, I always wanted more.
Mm-hmm.
So that's just ultimately that's what I want to do. I want to like keep growing. I actually do like, I'm considering like finishing college mm-hmm. and stuff. But that's like a small goal of mine. Mm-hmm. I just really want to like, you know, build my personal brand.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Basically, that's it.
That's awesome. Thank you for coming on the show today. This was great. Great personality, great vibes. I love it. Guys, let's get her to 100K before the end of the year. So give her a follow. What is your at on IG?
It is at Lil K Big Mac, and it's LilKayBigMac.
There you go. There you have it. That is all for today's episode. We'll see you guys again next week. And don't forget to like and subscribe, okay? Don't forget. Do it now. Peace.
Bye.